This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed his gratitude to the government and the people of Barbados for conferring upon him the honorary order of Freedom of Barbados Award in recognition of his strategic leadership and valuable assistance during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a social media post, Mr. Modi dedicated the award to the 1.4 billion Indians and to close relations between India and Barbados. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat and the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Modi is scheduled to attend various programs at Surat and Navsari in Gujarat and Silvassa in Daman. The Prime Minister will visit Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu this morning and will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects worth 2,587 crore rupees at Silvassa in Daman Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at Silvassa. The Prime Minister will then travel to Surat to launch the Surat Food Security Saturation Campaign. About 2 lakh beneficiaries in Surat will receive benefits under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana. Today is Jan Aushadhi Divas. The day is celebrated to raise awareness about the scheme and promote the use of generic medicines. With an objective of making quality generic medicines available at affordable prices to all, Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana aims to make quality generic medicines available at affordable prices. Our correspondent reports that the Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry organized week-long activities across the country to support this initiative. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that the government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, will make the country the third biggest economy in the world in 2027. Speaking at the 56th raising day of the CISF, he said that CISF has been a part of nation development and has been serving at vital installations across the country, protecting them.
मैंने 127 सीआईएसएफ के बलिदानी जवानों का स्मारक पर उनको श्रद्धांजलि दी है 127 जवानों ने अलग अलग हिस्सों में सुरक्षा का काम करते हुए अपना सर्वोच्च बलिदान दिया है मैं सभी के परिवारजनों को भी ये कहना चाहता हूं कि आपके परिवारजन के बलिदान के कारण ही आज देश उन्नत मस्तक के साथ दुनिया के सामने खड़ा है
Congratulating all the women CISF battalion, Mr. Shah described the achievements of the government in introducing state-of-the-art facilities to tackle the present-day challenges. Sahitya Academy will organize its annual Festival of Letters, Sahityotsav, Asia's largest literature festival from today till the 12th of March. This six-day event will be inaugurated today by the Union Minister for Culture, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, at Rabindra Bhavan in New Delhi. Mysuru Akashwani radio station is celebrating its 90th anniversary today. It was in 1935 that Mysuru, which was a princely state then, got its first radio station. Since then, the radio station has provided airspace to some of the prominent literary personalities and reputed musicians. To mark the 90th anniversary, a day-long celebration is organized today. The Director General of Akashwani and News Services Division, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, will inaugurate the Nudi Nada Sangama, a cultural extravaganza today in Mysuru radio station. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a plea by Tahawur Rana, an accused in the 2611 Mumbai terror attack, seeking to block his extradition to India. Tahawur Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin, had filed an emergency application for a stay. He argued in his plea that his extradition to India would violate the U.S. law and the United Nations Convention Against Torture. He believed that if extradited to India, he will be in danger of being subjected to torture. In Telangana, a dog squad has joined the rescue operation today inside the partially collapsed Srisailam Left Bank Canal, SLBC, in Nagar Kurnool district, in which 8 persons remain trapped since 22nd of last month. The local authorities informed that the team, including dogs and handlers, went inside the tunnel this morning to locate the presence of humans. Elon Musk's SpaceX Starship exploded minutes after launching from Texas, marking its second consecutive failure this year. The 403-foot rocket lifted off successfully in the early hours today, but its upper stage spun out of control before losing contact. In the U.S., the Trump administration has decided to reopen the South Texas Family Residential Center in Dilley, Texas, to detain migrant families facing deportation. And with that, we end this news bulletin.